bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Number five.
From JS Online, Tony Evers has officially requested a disaster declaration from President Trump after historic Milwaukee flooding in a, I'm not even trying to say the name, Jesse O-P-O-I-E-N. I don't even want to do a disservice. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has requested a presidential disaster declaration from President Donald Trump as the Milwaukee area continues to recover from massive storms and historic flooding from earlier this month. He said in a statement today, having been on the ground to see firsthand some of the areas that have been hit hardest by the disastrous storms and flash floods that have affected folks, you mean citizens, people, across our state, it's clear it's going to take a significant amount of time and resources to recover. My administration and I have been working diligently to respond and support cleanup efforts, but it's clear more help is needed to support the people of Wisconsin and ensure we can rebuild. Governor previously submitted a request August 13th for FEMA to work with the state on a formal federal preliminary damage assessment, and now they've asked to come in and help businesses and homes and livelihoods and everything and boots on the ground and really get some things going. The assessment found 1,500 residential structures that were destroyed or sustained major damage. Total estimates somewhere around a little over $33 million. Damage reports collected by the state show more than $43 million in public sector damage. So that's a total of about $76 million. And counting. So we're going to have to keep an eye on that one.
Number four.
This also from JS Online. Labor Day is coming. Anybody hitting the road on Labor Day? If you're planning a Labor Day road trip, expect to be pleasantly surprised when you fill up your tank. The national average of gasoline is expected to be $3.15 per gallon on Labor Day. The cheapest gas price for the holiday since 2020. That's according to August 20. Was COVID in full swing in 2020? Because if it was, nobody was driving. Of course it would be through. Gas Buddy, head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan said in the report it has been the cheapest summer to hit the road since the pandemic, adding that the trend will likely continue into the fall with the potential for national gas averages to fall below, whoo, Lord have mercy, $3 a gallon. I can't remember when I've seen gas $2. It's been quite a while. It has been quite a while. Quite a while.
Number three.
JS Online, must be a JS Online day. Hey, want to report Clarence Sherrod, a former Milwaukee High School and Wisconsin Badger basketball star in the 60s and 70s, died earlier this month at age 75. Sherrod played basketball at Milwaukee Lincoln from 64 to 67. That's 19, not 20. 1964 to 1967 was a key part in its state championship teams in 66 and 67 that eventually included a 13-year NBA veteran, Fred Brown, and was coached by WBCA Hall of Famer Jim Smallins. Sherrod averaged 19.7 points in six state tournament games and received all-state recognition as a senior from AP and UPI. That's the old United Press International. He was better than Brown in high school, says former Janesville Craig coach Stan DeFron, previously told the Journal Sentinel, so quick, he could do everything. There'd be two guys there, and he'd go right between them. He was one of the first guys to bring the ball behind his back and dribble. Sherrod's academic and athletic skills attracted the attention of nearly 350 colleges. He then played three seasons at Wisconsin, where he left the program an all-time leading scorer with 1,408 points, and he remained the team's all-time leading scorer until 1981. Currently ranks 18th in the program in history of scoring, ahead of many other program greats such as John Lohr, I know I'm saying the name wrong, Sam Decker, and Wes Matthews. He remains atop the record books with 19.6 points per game in his UW career. His 23.8 points per game in 71 also remains a program record. He was a Chicago Bulls eighth round draft pick in 1971. The former Milwaukee Lincoln valedictorian graduated from UW Law School in 1975. That's what's up. He will be sorely missed. He will be sorely missed.
Number two.
Well, we heard about it and talked about it earlier. What do we know right now? A shooter opened fire today, this morning, during a mass at a Minneapolis Catholic school, killing two children, injuring 17 other people, 14 of them who were children, before dying by suicide. That's what officials say. The shooting happened at Annunciation Catholic School just days after the first day of school there on Monday. Of the 17 injured, as I said, 14 were children with age ranges from 6 to 15. Authorities say they are all expected to survive. The shooting comes as school years are starting across the country, and some universities have dealt with false alarms about school shootings. We just heard one from the Carolinas. At least a dozen college campuses face hoax active shooter calls, some featuring gunshots sounding in the background. But what do we know about the victims? Two children, they were both 8 and 10 years old. Authorities have not released the identities of the victims, but said the children were killed, were fatally shot while they were sitting in the pews. Minneapolis Chief of Police Brian O'Hara said the shooter, armed with a rifle, shotgun, and pistol, approached the side of the church and shot through the windows toward the children inside before dying by suicide. He said the shooter, 23-year-old Robin Westman, did not have an extensive criminal history, acted alone, and had legally purchased the weapons recently. O'Hara said authorities are aware of a video showing writings that the shooter had time to be released on YouTube. The content has been taken down and is under review by investigators to determine a motive. Former Kentucky state lawmaker Bob Helleringer told Associated Press he is Westman's uncle, but had not seen him in a few years. So, and there's talk of a transgender angle. We don't know yet. Again, is it relevant? We'll find out if they release the manifesto. Were they against Were they against? Who knows? We all like to say that. We all like to use our experience and say, this is why they did it. But we really don't know. And until they investigate and finish, and I'm sure the FBI will be coming in to investigate and to assist. It's unfortunate. It is unfortunate. Why does it keep happening? My fear is getting rid of guns will not stop it from happening, because the same people that will follow the law, some people won't follow the law and will end up being the only people with guns. We need tougher laws so that if you're not supposed to have a gun and you have a gun, you automatically go to jail for 5 years. We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to think about it. You get 5 years. Done. That's what we start with. Then if you pile on the other stuff, you just get more. And we have to do it the way England does it. And you get locked up and that's that. It's unfortunate.
Number one.
A medical malpractice lawsuit has been filed against Ascension Columbia St. Mary's Hospital, three doctors, and numerous insurance entities by the widow of former Milwaukee High School principal Keith Carrington, who died 3 years ago following surgery to amputate several toes. The lawsuit, filed August 15th in Milwaukee County Circuit Court, states a lack of informed consent and negligence, specifically the failure to implement deep vein thrombosis prophylaxis, meaning strategies to prevent the formation of blood clots that contributed to his death. Blood clots that develop can travel through the veins, lodging in the heart or lungs, leading to death. Common techniques to minimize blood clots with post-surgical patients like Carrington include a doctor prescribing a blood thinner or having the patient wear compression socks, among other options. None of these options were provided to Carrington, according to Tanzanique Carrington, who first spoke with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel 6 months after her husband's death to express how she believed lackadaisical care contributed to his death. Keith Carrington died on August 22nd, 2022, 3 days after he was admitted to Columbia St. Mary's for an infection and diabetic foot ulcers. His three doctors, John Zant, got to get the names right, Akshita Sriram, and Mexton Deacon are named as defendants in the lawsuit. Surgery was performed the following day to remove four of his toes. He died 2 days later after getting out of bed to walk to the bathroom. Upon his return, he fell on the bed. He told his wife he's having difficulty breathing. That's according to the interview with his wife in 2023. He died soon after. His death certificate lists septic shock as a cause of death. He was 48 years old and principal of North Division High School. So here we go again, making sure that, well, we don't know. Was it this particular instance with the possibility of malfeasance or malpractice, or is it a systemic issue? So the courts will find out. The courts will go through. And if the lawsuit is able to carry on, it will come out in open court. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Don't you know what makes you beautiful? I'll do anything for you that I've never done before. Don't you know that you're beautiful? I'll do anything for you like I've never loved before. Let me know.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Is diversity dead? I say yes. It's done. Stick a fork in it. Fonz said, Fonz was talking about Kosciuszko, and Sir Chance said his folks are from Kosciuszko as well. Okay. Now, where is Kosciuszko? You know what? Hang on. I know it's in Mississippi, but where in relation to the... Where is a map? Let's do this. Kosciuszko, Mississippi map. Got it. Okay, now let me pull it out. It's in relation to... it's on the other side of 55. Okay. So basically, Kosciuszko is... Where's the legend? You know, like 1 inch equals X amount of feet. Okay, because I know people from Belzoni, Indianola, Itabena, Greenwood. Okay, so that's about 9. So we're talking maybe about 20, maybe 30 miles tops. Okay. And then down by Yazoo City. Oh, okay. Yeah, pretty close. Somebody say Sherwin Mama from the same place, and so is Oprah. Okay. All right. My family's from Alabama. Outside of Montgomery. Well, about an hour outside of Montgomery. Little small itty bitty town. So, yeah. Aren't we all from there? 833-212-1017 is the number. From JS Online, on August 20th, Milwaukee Area Technical College announced, keeping with the theme that we were talking about, it would rename the Office of Multicultural Services in order to comply with guidance from the administration of President Donald Trump. The college also eliminated the position of 4 staff who work directly with students. And that decision has not gone unnoticed. It is not about jobs being cut. It's about relationships, trust, and the safety net that kept so many students from falling through the cracks. Alumni Yang The Vu, who goes by Cloud, told the MATC district board on yesterday. Vu is among dozens of people who attended the public meeting to protest. The 4 eliminated positions were for multicultural student services specialists focusing on supporting African-American, American Indian, Hispanic, and Asian American students. 1 more student services specialist for international students didn't lose their job. Federal guidance released in February prohibits race-conscious practices, change the name, or job duties that provide services exclusively to students based on race or ethnicity. Change the name. Like, literally change the name. And then just... MATC has repeatedly pointed to that guidance and threats over potential funding cuts or investigation as the basis for its changes in the multicultural office. Attendance at the public meeting yesterday overflowed the regular board meeting room, and students and faculty and other employees were directed to an overflow space in a nearby auditorium to watch on live stream. MATC said via spokesperson Daryl Fortune, "Our commitment and focus is on supporting each and every one of our students, providing them with the resources they need to succeed. We are equally committed to supporting our affected employees during this transition." Floyd C. Griffin III is among the 4 staff who lost his job. Speaking to board members, he asked why he and his colleagues weren't reclassified or reassigned to their jobs. "We were given less than 15 minutes to choose between 2 last days, the notification, or September 18th. Griffin and his 3 colleagues were being encouraged to apply for 2 new positions in the former multicultural office and for other open jobs. The American Federation of Teachers Local 212 is representing the four staff and President Lisa Conley in an interview yesterday. The union is looking into whether their employee rights, as stated in the employee handbook, were violated. Wouldn't you have known that as soon as it happened? I'm just asking. Now, we know offices like this have been essential. But somewhere, people got bold. People got inventive. People got, but I believe, and I know you'll bash me for it, I know. People got beside themselves by just putting it out there what they were going to do and daring somebody to say something about it. And then because we lived in a cancel culture at the time, we're able to just bully and trash until people gave up. As a black student at Illinois State University, can you guess what the name of the program I was in that helped minority students? From 1981 to 1984. What would be the name of a program at a state-run school? I believe the second largest university in the state of Illinois that helps black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American students. Nothing in the program mentioned race. Nothing in the program mentioned anything. Let me show you what they did. They looked at the average, grade point average, and other factors like zip codes, where you came from, median household income, all that stuff, right? And because they knew certain races and certain populations fell into certain parameters, those were the parameters they used for the, quote, HPS program. What's HPS? High Potential Students Program. And the way they couched it is they said, you could be a peer tutorer, because I was a peer tutor, because they said, yeah, you're being in the program. I was like, I'm not in the program. I'm a transfer student, and my grade point average is this, and I really don't need the program. They said, well, why don't you be a peer mentor and mentor some of the other students and all that? And I was like, cool. So I did. But other students got paid. For every A you got $250. For every B, you got like $175. And for every C, you got $100. I thought it was excessive, but if you want to pay me to go to school, I mean, you know. But that was the type of program they had. They never mentioned race. But yet the majority of people that were in that program were minorities. Because they took advantage of the fact that many people look down on people who get scholarships. They call them poor. They call them all kind of crazy names. But what really counts is when you graduate at the same time and you're both called graduates. That's the only thing that counts. So I have to say, I don't know what to say, because jobs got eliminated, and that's unfortunate. Yeah. We'll see what happens. But it was destined to happen. Public and private schools are falling under the clutches of the Trump administration. And you're either going to change or you're going to lose money, lose funding. And that's why some schools have decided they're not going to take federal funding, and that way they can do whatever the heck it is they want to do. You ever hear about this from different types of schools? Nope, it's only the same kind of schools. And it ain't over yet. Still got 3.5 years.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Sure, T-Pain. Damn. Shout out to
Young
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. You know, the Truth is the home of Marquette University High School football. Tune in this Friday night as the Marquette High Hilltoppers look to rebound from last week's tough loss when they head up north to take on the Fond du Lac Cardinals. Broadcast is going to get started with the Hilltoppers pregame at 6:30 with kickoff at 7. Friday Night Football on The Truth is presented by Gruber Law Offices. One call, that is all. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check the YouTube chat because y'all was hollering at me and screaming at me and beating me up and threatening me. Yeah. Ms. Smith said it was destined to happen. So you just question everything I say because you have a preconceived. Anyway, so here's the deal. It was destined to happen because that is what they passed, and they've gone after every single university and sent a notice to everybody in higher education that if you had anything like this, they were going to cut it. And if you went the diversity angle, you got burned. It's like you see it and it happens, but you want to will it not to happen. Or you want to say there's a reason why it happened. It happened because people went so far that they started making. When I was growing up, they never. And here's the kicker. We forget that our elders hold knowledge like libraries, that if you just listen and learn from it, you can avoid all that stuff. It was still hard. It was still tough, but you can avoid all that stuff. But getting rid of diversity was destined to happen because we went so far overboard. When you're reasonable, you got to recognize the room you're in. You got to recognize the power you have. When you have the power, you can flex it. But if you don't have the power, you can't flex it. Oh, we got all this money coming in. Okay. You got what's the old saying? You got to pay the piper. Well, there you go. And when they decide they want to do something, they'll just yank it. Boop, there you go. It was like police departments that took money from the federal government or money when you drug forfeiture money. Right? The forfeiture laws in America are horrendous. I think that is the one thing law enforcement does that needs to stop. Oh, we're just going to forfeit your money. You have to prove if it's over a certain amount, you got to prove that you have it legally. I'm already in possession of the money, but because you say or because you think you get to take my money and inventory it, and then if I can't get it back, I know of one guy that actually sued because he was driving across country, cleaned out his bank account, put up his belongings in a truck, got stopped for speeding. They took his money and said that it was drug money. And then let him go. And he went to get his money back, and they said, you have to prove it's not drug money. He said, I can prove I got it out of my account. They refused to give him his money because they know asset forfeiture, they get half. And it was a good chunk of change. Well, he was going to work in the tech field in California and actually had the money and went out to Supreme Court, got his money back. You shouldn't have to do that. Drug forfeiture money, forfeiting property, and then you have to prove it. That is unconstitutional. But that's how we get treated. 833-212-1017 is the number. What was I rattling around the other day? Well, I may as well complain about it because I've been so vocal about it. So from news1.com. So some of the things that the Trump administration are doing are so far-fetched and so dumb that you got to look at it like, what are you talking about? So this past Monday, Donald Trump President Donald Trump signed yet another executive order that objectively demonstrates his administration's descent into authoritarianism. I wouldn't go that far. And outright attacks on our constitutionality, protected, our constitutionally protected liberties. I will go that far. And if the GOP and the rest of the MAGA world has any semblance of integrity, they would be outraged. If they were truly the patriots they claim they are, they would fight for our right to burn the American flag. Trump's latest executive order allows for the criminal prosecution of individuals who burn the flag in protest, an act that the U.S. Supreme Court upheld as protected speech 36 years ago. That was a dumb move. The order tells U.S. Attorney Pam Bondi to look at cases where people burn flags to see if they can be charged with other crimes like disturbing the peace or breaking environmental laws. Well, you can't. You can't. It's an attempt by the Trump administration. Now, this is from The Guardian, right? So it's written with a slant, and it's an opinion piece. So bear with me. It's an attempt by the Trump administration to go around a Supreme Court decision in 1989 when the court ruled 5-4 in Texas v. Johnson that destroying the flag is protected political expression under the First Amendment. That court ruling threw out flag burning laws in 48 states and made it clear that people have the right to burn flags as a way to express their political views. I agree with that. All over the country, they're burning flags, Trump said Monday from the Oval Office. All over the world, they burn the American flag. And as you know, through a very sad court, I guess it was a 5-4 decision, they called it freedom of speech. Well, it is. And there's nothing you can do about it. And your executive order is going to get overturned by the United States Supreme Court because they're not going to look at it like, huh? Because once you start to take away people's First Amendment rights, it's a slippery slope. It'll be little by little by little by little. Democrats are trying to do it too. Democrats are taking it little by little by little. And then you'll look up. And then all of a sudden, a lot of your rights will be gone. When we come back, I'm going to tell you what the Democrats are doing on the other side. I understand what they're doing, but we have to look at what effect it'll have on us.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Ms. Smith said, so cops are corrupt, you don't say. Of course it is authoritarianism, to which my reply was, well, both sides use it. I forgot the S. Remember COVID-19? And then I said, insulting comments, all cops are corrupt, then never call 911. And then she replied, I don't see the word all in my comment. And I replied, then be clear. If you meant some, say some. The way you wrote it, it was cops are corrupt. That means all. Miles said, Dr. Ken, don't you think the goal of both sides is to dissolve individual freedom? No. The goal of each side is to dissolve individual freedoms to where you conform to what they think you should be. You'll have some, but not everything. So the Republican Party wants everything to be so loose because then they have the power. The Democratic Party wants to control it so much that they tell you what to do. Either way, we lose. It seems that when people start questioning certain things, it becomes a problem because it is woke. But that goes both ways. We just have a word that we use called woke, but then we call people conservative, or you get accused of being Republican. So it's the same thing, right? Each side is supposed to be against it, but these are the same people that live in the same neighborhood with each other. Kids go to the same school. They all graduated from the same colleges. So I'm trying to figure out, what did we miss as black people? Like, what did we miss? I don't really understand. Most people have no idea what woke means. Miles said, do you think we need a third party? Okay. When we didn't have a party, this is what I'm saying. When we didn't have a party and we couldn't vote, we still were better off then than now as it relates to the nuclear family. That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about money and jobs and voting and all that. I'm just talking about black people in terms of the nuclear family being together. Why can't we get back to that? Or is that horse out of the barn? There's nothing we can do about it. We have let people's behavior become so lax and so over the top that you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube. It's over. Will women ever want families? I'm using that as an excuse because it's, you know, talk radio. Will women ever want families the way they used to want families, or stay at home? Some women get talked about. Oh my God, you stay at home? I'm like, like it's bad or something. Said that not having children and pursuing a career was more important. So that's what they did. I'd love to ask how many people feel like they missed out. I don't know. How many people missed out not going to college, not graduating from high school, learning how to read, like all those little things we could have done, but we decided we didn't want to do it because for whatever reason. And I'm not saying one is right or one should be done over the other. I'm just making an observation. Mal said it can be difficult because those with the blueprint are not here anymore, or we have decided just not to listen, in my opinion. Oh, no. No. The blueprint is here. Y'all just don't want to listen. You don't want to hear it because you think you're smarter than everybody. It's that idiot age from 35 to 40 where you think you're smarter than everybody, and you're not. And by the time you figure it out, it's too late. That's when you don't listen to somebody. If you listen, then you can make it. But if you think you got it and everybody got to be quiet and I don't want to share, it was something Sherwin had yesterday about people not sharing how they make their money. Yeah, they do. They don't share it with you. But they most definitely do. Family, generationally, everybody in on it. Whole families running entire companies. I saw a whole family, and I'm not going to say where I saw it, that ran a radiology department. Whole family. Person in charge, person that did it, the doc that was the radiologist, everybody, the technicians, all in the same family. I was like, what? Family business. Hey, when you're done in school, you need to go back. And you're thinking about going to medical school? Yeah. All right. When you go become a radiologist and then do that. And while you're working as a radiologist, making like whatever, you can go, a radiology technician, you can go back to school and study for your MCAT, then take the MCAT and become a radiologist. Whole family of radiologists. There were like six radiologists, MDs, in the family. I was like, how? Because that's what we decided we were going to do. And then they built a business around it. I'm not mad. But why can't we do that? And then when you do it, people get mad at you. Oh, you think you're all that because you got this or you got that. I don't understand. And don't call it the crab mentality because it's not. It's not. Because we've all had people pull at our coattail. But we still made it. We still had the resilience. That's what the issue is. We give up. We give up. And I don't understand that. For the life of me, I don't understand why we just give up. I remember when I first started at 101.7 The Truth. Third week of January 2021. Somebody asked me, why do you like Eminem Till I Collapse? Like, why do you like that? I said, because that's how I want to live my life. People keep, well, didn't you retire? Didn't you do this? Didn't you do that? Yeah. Well, when you gonna be gone? As if, you know, it's time to leave. You're too old. You need to get up out of here. And you know what my answer to them was? To all the, why are you still around here? Oh, you don't know nothing. Or being told, you too old. You don't understand. They said, when you leaving? When I collapse. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. The analysis is coming up next. Then we got some Tory Lowe show and on throughout the rebroadcast evening. Make sure you stick around. But remember, when we're live, you can also stream and watch us live on YouTube or just download the Truth app. And you can get 24 hours a day of my lovely face and my lovely show. Thank you, X. Appreciate you, brother. God bless. Take care. I'm out.
Be quiet.